Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And I go to my inbox here and go to the search window and I type in failed tester. About 17 emails appear.
Most recent one.
Yeah, with that subject line. So we'll read the most recent one.
All right.
This one came in over the weekend. Michael says, since you all seem to be the quintessential experts on testers, I wanted to run a situation by you. I woke up and had a small breakfast and coffee as usual. On this particular morning, I decided to go for a walk. I bet he put his Snickers on.
Snickers, yeah.
On a trail, it's about a mile and a half one way.
Dicks.
Then turned back. I walked to the west. Then, right about the time I turned around, the coffee kicked in. I confidently had enough clinch force to hold everything in, but
I turned to
the east. In case you're not aware, the sun rises in the east. Looking into the sun tends to make
In case we're not aware?
Yeah.
He said that?
Well, I think he's talking to the dumb people in the audience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
okay. He's filling in those who might be listening.
Right. Or Nick.
Looking into the sun tends to make me sneeze. Bad news.
Yeah, well, it's everybody.
I held off the sneeze for a good quarter mile, but eventually lost the battle. The sneeze ensues, and I promptly butter my cheeks. I was wearing
Butter my cheeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, he pooped himself.
He failed.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Yeah.
He was clenching really hard, then he turned into the sun, sneezed, mm-hmm. Yeah. And he wasn't clenching so hard
anymore.
That's
the worst butter.
So does that count as a failed tester?
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Because I've had those before.
Because a tester.
I don't think it's a failed tester.
Because
a
tester means, crapped himself. Right.
Yeah, a tester means you're about. You think
yeah,
you're gonna fart and you don't.
He full on crapped his pants.
That's a crap yourself.
He wasn't testing anything.
No.
No.
Now, if we're talking about crapping yourself, I got a bunch more of those. So you're right. Testers are different.
A tester is something that you think, hope actually might be a fart.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what a tester is.
If it's not, you hope you catch it quickly enough to clench up.
He just had bubble guts.
I was that guy.
Couldn't hold on.
When I used to jog, you know, back in the day, when I used to run, especially back in my hometown, I used to run a lot, and I'd get halfway out and have to stop and walk back. And I crap myself more than once on those situations because you run a long distance, you turn around to run the whole way back. And you realize, oh, I just knocked everything out of me
by jogging. I got my Snickers dirty.
Well, apparently, according to him, the walk back home with a shorts full of whatever was...
Been there, man.
...was a few days worth of chafing that ensued after
that. That's a lot of butter down there.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
This doesn't seem like it was a small incident.
That is not a tester. That's just S-ing yourself. And we don't have time for those kind of calls, you know. That's all day long. People S themselves.
Right, thanks for asking, though. That is not a failed tester.
No, you just pooped your pants.
That's what you did.
Oh, I pooped my pants, right. Yeah. He'll be glad to know he knows that. Okay. Oh, thank you. I just wanted to know that all day.
He came to the quintessential experts.
Well, I think that's less concerning if you just crap yourself.
I think so, too,
Because the
Nick.
Tester, you think you're in control and you're not. So you had no idea.
I'm with you, Nick.
But this guy, that's a bad day.
No, the tester, that happens. You don't necessarily know if you're in control, hence the test.
But I still think that's worse.
You're uncertain.
Yeah.
You're giving
No.
Screw yourself.
You're giving it about a 50-50 chance.
Well, you think that the tester to me is like, you think you got one more fart left in you before you got to go poop. and you think you're done.
Right.
Okay, I'm gonna throw out a tester. Oh, failed the tester. Right. Whatever. We've all done that.
Right.
And have you haven't you lied? Do women fail testers as much as guys do? We never got that call.
Well, women don't admit it as much as guys do.
No. Yeah.
I don't think
they don't admit it.
Right. Yeah, because they're human beings, so they must fail testers, you know. Ladies, give it up. Mm-hmm. Give it up one time.
I don't think as many ladies are like, oh, good, I have to fart.
Yeah, I think we're into it.
We're just like an actual bodily function within.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You know what else women don't do? I ran across this article over the weekend. Is propose to their husbands.
Oh, or their soon-to-be husbands.
Right, they recount a little story about this lady who's a New York City public school teacher.
And right.
Going to Jamaica with her boyfriend, and she sets everything up and makes the proposal, and then she tells her friends about it, and they didn't really seem all that excited about it.
Listen, I think it's fine.
They were like, oh, that's nice. Good for you. Pat, pat, pat. Yeah. But it turns out that not a lot of women do this. It's kind of on the guy. The onus is on the guy.
Everything's on the guy. I mean,
the guy's got to buy the expensive engagement ring.
Right.
Well, yeah. if we're
right, then if he says yes, then is he on the hook for a ring?
Yeah, he is. Obviously, at that point, he's still going to go buy a ring for her.
No, it sounded like she got the ring already.
For herself?
I don't know if it was for her or for him. That's a good question.
He didn't wear a ring.
They don't give you the details.
Right. Dudes
if
don't
he puts
wear
a promise ring on, just put a vagina on him, too, then,
Yeah, is he posting a picture of the rye? Said yes.
Well, if he's your dad might do that someday.
Oh, but she bought him a fancy watch. To give to him instead of a ring. Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's a nice watch.
And then he has to go buy her a fancy ring.
I mean, there are guys. I mean, which one of the situations where there are still people out there to probably ask people to marry them, and they still say no. I think we always get the stories where people. Well, we were getting married eventually. He finally asked me. But there's got to be guys out there and women. There's got to be guys out there ask women to marry them, and the woman just says no.
Yeah, I wonder how many of those couples stay together after.
I know.
They say no.
Hey, you better be very confident of the yes if you're going to do that on a vacation.
But oh yes, you're right.
Because if it's a no, that vacation.
Well,
the guy might
want to say no here in this situation.
Well, I think it ruins the vacation either way. Yeah. Still, you have to talk about the wedding the whole time you're on vacation.
Well, first of all,
the
guy's
going.
What happened?
People?
Well, how was your vacation? Well, she asked me to marry her.
Yeah, but I think if you're going to be someone who advocates for equality amongst the sexes,
right, you'd be cool with it.
You have to be okay with
it. But you're going to have a dickhead friends that will be dicks about it, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you can't talk out of both sides of your mouth here and say that women can never propose to a man if you're going to be someone who advocates for that.
I'm fine with a woman asking the guy to marry him. But also in that situation, be prepared for somebody to say no.
Yeah.
You know?
I think there's a lot of people who say that they're all for equality, but would really turn their nose up at this.
Well, it sounds like women are.
Like, yeah, well,
sounds like her friends were.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Yeah.
No,
and it sounds like they haven't done a lot of studying on this. What prevents a woman who wishes to marry her partner from proposing to him?
I mean, a straight partner.
Yeah,
social norms.
Is it mortification? Yeah. The suggestion that a woman had to force the issue because she was not desirable enough to be chosen. Is it the unspoken prohibition on any act that whiffs of female aggression or ambition? Does it seem forward and loose, as if these women were throwing themselves at men? I'm sure
that's a lame one.
No. Yeah,
that last one's lame. Yeah.
These people were close enough to be going to Jamaica together.
And if they're loose, they're just going to bang you.
Lame, but it's not to say that it's not inside their thought process, of a woman.
I don't think anybody.
But did she talk to his dad first?
Yeah.
True.
Well, that's an old-fashioned crap, too, by the way. I hate that.
I think they addressed that, and she didn't know the proper way to ask for her hand in marriage.
Yeah. She has to talk to you. Yeah, I'm going to ask your son to marry me. Dad's going to go, what?
Okay.
Go ahead. I don't care.
That's fine.
Hope he says yes. That's the answer the guy right. the guy would say in that situation. I'm sure we're talking to some woman that asked her husband to marry her. Yeah, good for that.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Yeah,
I mean,
no problem
with that. Not by any means the norm, but I think it can be, and that's fine.
I wonder if there's more no's when a dude is asked. Because a lot of times,
of course there is.
Stereotypically, a guy, you know, has not be dragged into it, but might not be as excited about the prospect of it.
Exactly, Nick. Like, things are fine the way they are. Yeah. Why do we have to get married? That kind of stuff. Right. So if a guy's going to have to... Now, he might want to say no, but he also still doesn't want to break up. But then after you say no, what happens then?
Well, then the trip's
maybe
all someday. Weird.
Yeah. Then there's a little tension in that relationship.
And you go out on the beach, you get drunk.
So do you still want to go scuba diving?
Yeah. You're right. The whole vacation's ruined, man.
Yeah, the either answer.
Yeah, they quote some professor of sociology at North Carolina saying, you know, the male proposal's been deeply carved into society over millennia. Women want men to propose with a ring, she says, because historically they needed a mate who could provide for them and their offspring. They point to studies across different cultures. Women value partners
and
who are
want bigger asses
providers.
For the hunting, you know, same crap, you know, right.
Yeah. It's obviously not rational. There is no need for it, but we're just not rational actors, she says. We're emotional.
I think you buy the guy I think you buy a guy a C ring and put that on there. He goes, "Oh,
right.
Let's see if it fits." Oh, I was hoping I get the right size.
This was my grandfather's.
It's
a family heirloom.
Yeah. Ew. It was my grandfather's wiener ring. And now I'm giving it to you. Yeah.
Grandma didn't want to give it up, but you know.
It was my grandfather's. Oh, he was bigger than you, honey. I'm sorry. Grandpa had a big wiener.
It just slides right off. It falls off the dock. Oh, no.
Do you know any women that proposed to their husband?
No. No, I don't. Mm-mm. I mean, it's this is one of those weird things that it's like, there's no reason for it to be that way. It's just, it's always been that way, and nobody thinks to change it.
I could see the marriage conversation starting.
Oh, I think a woman might say, hey, let's get married.
That's different than the proposal.
Yeah, it is. I think women have often said, hey, let's get married. And then the guy goes, oh, not right now.
But it seems
it's the guy's like,
but that's not a proposal. That's just like, hey, let's say we should get married. You know?
He's like, if it's football season.
Yeah, all right.
And we do this every year. It seems
can't
like
miss the 45-7.
It's always on the guy to observe the anniversary, to bring that up.
He's that's
bring,
a lot of it, yeah.
He's got to bring flowers.
Yep.
He's got to make the dinner reservations.
Well, actually, my wife made the reservation for us, by the way.
Oh, did she?
Oh, yeah. We've been married a long time. We just bought each other cards, and I got her some flowers, but because we don't want to spend a bunch of money on gifts when we just buy each other. We buy stuff all the time anyway, you know? So that we're, she's really cool that way. But she called. She made reservations that day. I said, cool. Yeah.
I get that, though. Yeah. Like, dudes doing more because, like, the women have to put up with, you know, our weird dongs. And, well, like, we're just like fart factories that they sleep next to.
Throwing out testers and weird dongs. I get it. But you can both remember the anniversary at least and say it. You know, somebody could say it first.
It's one of those weird things in relationships that for some reason always falls on the guy. And like we were talking last week about how, you know, when it comes to sex, we like, you know, hey, you could pursue us every now and again.
Right. Ladies,
it seems like more often than not,
right.
Look at us.
It's on us to initiate
it. We need to be seduced once in a while.
Yeah.
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 That's panties and walk
is that
in.
So much to ask?
Yeah.
I want to feel pretty, honey.
I want to feel wanted, too.
Yeah, I want to feel desirable.
Yeah.
Ask me to marry me. Yeah.
I want you to pursue me.
Yeah. She's just hoping you haven't crapped yourself recently.
And washed your weird dong. We are nasty. We are nasty creatures, and luckily, some women dig us.
So, it only takes one.
You
only got to find one.
If you're a woman that proposed to a dude, regardless of the outcome, these are the tough calls.
I'd like to hear one of each. You know,
But usually, when a proposal is coming, it's not out of the blue.
No.
No.
Right. No.
No.
They're both expecting it.
Yeah, like you said.
But there are people. There are people. There are a lot of guys that have proposed to women, though, and they weren't expecting it. So, you know, it does happen.
Well, that's not a good thing.
No.
They weren't expecting because they didn't think the guy was ready. All of a sudden, he comes out and says, I want to marry you. And now, apparently, he's ready now. Yeah.
Well, either that or the surprise proposal comes 3 months into the relationship when the woman isn't even considering that. And that means you're just, that's a whole other can of worms.
I'm familiar with a woman that we all know. I would never mention her on the air, but she was, a guy asked her to marry her in front of her family.
Ooh.
Like on Christmas,
that's
one of those
not
things.
Cool. Oh.
And she wasn't.
Kind of put her on the spot.
But she didn't want to marry the guy. She was with the guy, but she didn't want to marry the guy.
So, how'd that turn out?
It was too early, too soon, and also in front of people. Like, that would make the difference. Like, she'd have to say yes.
Yeah.
She did not say yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did he even get his Christmas presents from her parents, or did he have to just leave?
I don't know the dude. I just heard the stories. Heard the story through her actually years ago.
Yikes!
But I thought, man, the guy did that in front of her family, thinking she'd have to say yes. You know he did.
That got awkward.
Yeah.
That
got his hand, got his knees like a Christmas day.
Real awkward.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you do after the no? Just go back and get more of those little meatballs from the crock pot?
I would.
Sit down.
Oh, I love crock ball meatballs, man. Nick, you're bringing up good food all the time. Man.
Those are so good.
Glass of nog.
Yeah, you walk back. Yeah. Well, I gave it a shot.
More nog.
What are you doing? Yeah.
Anybody want a ring?
That was embarrassing, wasn't it? For everybody involved. Especially people watching it. Think about that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were more uncomfortable than anybody.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.